Matt, commiserations. A 2-0 the scoreline, but I think that doesn't reflect the effort that the boys put in today, does it?
No, I feel a little bit hard done by, really. Certainly, 2-0 doesn't reflect the performance, the organisation, the work rate of the team. I thought first half we were excellent. I thought we had numerous chances, and I thought we could have gone in 1-0 up, maybe 2-0 up at half time, it would have been deserved. Second half, I thought we didn't start particularly well, and they made a change, and I think it worked for them, and they managed to get on the ball a little bit in middle areas. But some of the decisions made by the officials were strange, to say the least, but you know, that's all I can say on them. I can't change them now, and those are done, and on another day we might have got a little bit more rubber to green and maybe something out of the game.
Yeah, look from the back of the stand like a stonewall penalty when Enzio was brought down, and then perhaps as the last defender the Plymouth substitute should have been sent off for that challenge of Enzio.
Yeah, I know it's with the Enzio one, I know it's, I could maybe see it was quite high up, it was just past the halfway line, I think, so it was maybe a fair way from goal, but it certainly was in, and there was no way anyone was going to catch it. And the penalty again, I obviously haven't seen it yet, but just look at the reaction of not just our players, but their players as well. And again, I thought it was a stonewall penalty.
And then you were nearly out of your seat right at the end there with that effort from Jordan Roberts, which was really well saved by McCormick,
yeah,
which would have made it 1-1.
Yeah, it was a good effort. I think that's bounced down to him on the edge of the box, and I fancied Jordan from there, and he managed to hit the target with decent pace on it, and unfortunately we weren't there to put the rebound in.
Quick turnaround now, back in action again on Monday. What's the plan for the next 48 hours?
Get home first. We had a long journey down yesterday, a lot of traffic. It took us a hell of a long time to come down, so hopefully we're a little bit quicker coming home. Hopefully I'm back in Crawley before the new year. And then we're in tomorrow, obviously, just seeing how the bodies are and everyone is from today's game. There'll be a training session for the ones who didn't play. Just make sure all squads ready to go for the Oval on Monday.
And we will have one new face available, at least in Dean Cox.
Yep.
So he's, I would imagine, will come into contention to be in the squad.
Yep. Yeah, of course, we haven't even talked about squad teams or anything. Myself and Dermot, I'll speak tomorrow with Dermot about that. But Dean's, you know, chomping at the bit. He's been training really well, and he'll be a good acquisition to us, and I'm sure we can't wait to be involved.
And finally, the last fitness test has got to be with Dermot. He's not feeling too well at the moment. Hopefully he'll have recovered in time.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, as I said, I said to you the other day, yesterday, he's been struggling on and off for a couple of weeks, and I thought he was okay, and then he's taken a turn for worse, and then I spoke to him yesterday and could hardly speak to him. He was really in a bad way, so you know, we wish him well, and he's been missed today, and we hopefully he's back with us as soon as possible.
Did you enjoy your stint in the dugout?
I'm in the dugout every week, Bruce.
leading the team.
No, nothing. Yeah, I enjoy it, but it's nothing different. I've just done what I do today, what I do every week, really. I'm there to support, and I'm there to put my information onto the players, both in the dressing room before the game and whilst the game's going on. So, not a lot of change for me.
And now three home games in a row. It'd be nice to be back at the Chequer Trade for a bit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and the support's been excellent the first half of the season, and since we've come into the club, myself and Dermot, the home fans have been excellent with us. So we've got some good results along the way, and we're hopefully now, as you say, going into three home games and pick up some valuable points and push us into the top half of the league, and we kick on from there.